Chapter 6. Ruined Plans. I went over to Sharky's after saying goodbye to Mara and Miss Edith. Jewel was tied up with a thick rope to a gumbo limbo tree, while Rudy was checking out the landscape, sniffing and smelling every bush. Dad had gone on home, and Sharky was trying to erect a rickety fence that had fallen down over the years. "This thing's too old and rotted." He hurled the dilapidated wood into the brush. "I need something else to keep this mule confined. Though maybe Jewel will be okay and stick around once she knows this is home." "If you tie Rudy up, Jewel will probably stay with him," I suggested. "Humph." He held a pail up to Jewel's nose and she pushed her head into the bucket. "Oats," he said. "Your dad stopped by the store on the way over here and brought some for me. I'll call the farmer's market in Homestead and ask them to send hay on next Tuesday's train." I stood by, watching. It was getting late. I hoped Sharky remembered that he'd offered to lend me his favorite fly for the contest tomorrow. He'd also given his word that he'd pay me for helping him today, but he hadn't mentioned it again. Jewel roamed around on her long rope after she ate the oats, and she discovered a starfruit tree with a couple of early fruits on the lower branches. "They're not ripe yet," I exclaimed, as if Jewel knew the difference. She sniffed the fruits, and within a second she had neatly picked them off the branch and was eating them happily. "She'll never go hungry," Sharky said with a snort. "Looks like she can fend for herself." "What about Rudy?" "He can eat when I eat." "We know he likes hot dogs." I suddenly remembered that I had paid for the Frankfurter in Key West, so Sharky owed me for that, too. Should I ask him about my pay? I kicked the dirt, not sure what to do. "I guess I'd better head home. Mom will have supper ready, and I'll need to get up early tomorrow for the fishing contest." Sharky nodded absently as I started up the path toward the road. "Hey, Jake!" called after me. "Come back here. Don't you want your pay?" I turned around. "Sure. I almost forgot." Sharky pulled out his wad of money, sliced off 3 $1 bills, and then handed them to me. "Not bad for a day's wage, eh?" $3 was a great day's wage. Dad talked a lot about the Depression. He said many folks in Florida only made $7 a month. Plus, I'd had the trip to Key West and, well, it was fun, especially watching Sharky at the auction. "Thanks, Sharky," I said. "Listen, kid," Sharky continued, "you didn't even ask me for the money. That's no way to do business. You've got to speak up for yourself. Don't be afraid to ask for what's rightly yours." "I forgot," I lied again, gazing down at my feet. "We both know you didn't forget." Sharky bent closer. "Now, if we're going to work together, you have to be honest with me. I won't bite." He put his hand out. "Deal?" "Deal." I shook his hand, took a deep breath, and spoke upright. "You owe me a nickel for the hot dog." Sharky reached into his pocket. "You're right, I do." He gave me the coin. "Get over here early tomorrow and we'll do a little fishing out in the flats. I'll take you to one of my secret places for bonefish. And once you catch a good-sized silver beauty with me, you'll become an honorary member of the Bonefish Brigade." I was getting excited. The Bonefish Brigade was a group of the famous author Zane Grey started when he came to fish on the Keys, and Sharky had often been his guide. Fishing for the swift gray ghosts was fast becoming a popular sport. "As I said, I'll let you use one of my favorite flies," Sharky said. "We'll fish off my boat, so you don't need hip boots." "I've never tried fly fishing. I've caught a couple of small bonefish using shrimp." Sharky shrugged. "You can use shrimp if you'd rather. No skin off my back," he muttered. "No, no, the fly sounds good," I said quickly. "Thanks." During supper that night, I told Mom and Dad about my trip to Key West and how Sharky bid on the mule. They laughed when they heard how he ended up with the dog, too. "What's a mule?" Star asked. "It's part horse, part donkey," Mom explained. What's its name? She sputtered, her mouth now full of spaghetti. Jewel, I answered. Can I have a ride on Jewel? Star asked. No, you can't. Jewel's a working mule. She's not a pony, I told her. You're mean, Jake, she said with a pouty face. Mom pulled Star over and wiped her face with a napkin. Sharky could use some help hauling in his boats and getting around with his bad leg. The mule might come in handy for him. Sharky said he was glad you went with him today, Jake. You know what? Even though he can be a real grouchy, I'm getting to like Sharky, I told them. He's taking me fishing tomorrow morning. I need you to watch Star tomorrow morning, Mom said. Mom, Sharky's going to teach me how to use his flies. Not tomorrow, he's not, Mom stated with a frown. You're watching Star. Mom, I can't. The fishing contest is tomorrow, and I need Sharky's help to win. I glanced at Dad for reinforcement, but Mom had already given him a glare that meant, back me up here. Dad looked down at his plate and pushed the meatballs around. Jake's already got plans with Sharky, Luella, he finally said. Mom's eyes narrowed. I have to make pies and biscuits and sandwiches for the weekenders, Doug. You know it's hard to work on Saturdays with Star getting into things. Maybe Jake can take Star fishing with him, Dad suggested. I'm going to go fishing with Jake, Star begged. My heart sank. I'd go crazy with Star. She'd be pestering me every minute. No, Dad. I watch Star all the time. Billy and Roy said I'll be a nursemaid when I grow up. They should talk, Mom said. They have to watch Bessie, don't they? But there are two of them, so they at least have some time to themselves. I turned to Dad again. Dad, this is my chance to learn from Sharky. Maybe someday I can be a guide for the millionaires like he is. I want to go fishing too, Star whimpered, her eyes filling up with tears. We'll work something out, Dad said with a nod at Mom and a wink at me. Thanks, Dad, I said gratefully. There's nothing to work out, Mom said. Jake watches Star tomorrow morning. That's it. Dad and Mom were staring each other down, and Star was crying. It was a good time for me to leave and keep my fingers crossed that Dad would win. I got up from the table, accidentally knocking a meatball on the floor as I went toward the kitchen. Don't spill anything on my genuine American Oriental rug, Mom yelled after me. I grabbed the meatball and then deposited my dishes into the sink with a loud clatter. Why do I have to be stuck with Star all the time? I muttered, loud enough to be heard over Star's howling. I went outside and let the door slam behind me, not stopping to put on my shoes.